You are now listening to It's a Mindset with Takara Barnes, your weekly inspiration. I'm Takara Barnes, and thank you guys for listening. Ooh, it is a mindset today. Mindset Monday. Let's get it cracking. Okay, so something new that I do want to start for the show. At the very beginning of the show, I am going to give like an encouraging message, like something that was on my heart today that is for somebody else that may not really tie into the content. It may tie into content. I don't know. It's just whatever the Lord puts on my heart that morning. So this morning, what is on my mind to tell somebody? Before I even get started into my show, and after this, I'll get into what I'm going to be talking about. But anywho, so this morning, it's on my heart to tell somebody. So today's a new day for you, and you have, there's a distraction that's been going on with you, like a distraction. And I think that, well, I know that today that distraction is done. Like, put that distraction away. Like, bury it. Like, you got something that's standing in your way, and it could be maybe one thing that's standing in your way from you having a breakthrough, or one thing standing in your way from you getting to the next level. Like, let that go. That ends today. So that was a word for somebody today, and I will tell you what, that was a word for me. So I had to pass that on, because the Lord laid that on my heart today. Like, be in prayer. Like, go ahead and pour your heart out to the Lord this morning, and like, get whatever you got, whatever burden you got on you, it's got to go. Like, today is over. Anywho, so like I said, it's a mindset on this Monday. I'm excited. Like, y'all, like, I feel so bad for my listeners, and I'm just gonna go ahead and be honest. Like, I feel so bad for my listeners because I haven't been that consistent with my show. And you know what? Let me tell y'all something. Like, the Lord has really been putting me through it. Like, and I think that it's something that's been needed. Like, I've been, your girl been closed for spiritual maintenance. Do you hear me? Because, like, God just continues to reveal things to me. I'm telling y'all, like, I'm just in this season, and it's crazy because God has connected me with so many people who are in the same season as I am. And I got a new friend, and I'm going to shout her out. I'm not going to say her name because I didn't even tell her I was going to shout her out, but she knows who she is. She lives in Colorado. We're the same age. Shout out to her. Blessed I got introduced to this person. We've just been talking, and it's like we're going through the same thing. So it just lets me know that God is good, and it lets me know that when you're like, I don't know why, like, older women, like, I don't know. I need to ask my mom this. But if I have any older female listeners out there, like, why didn't y'all tell me, like, this 25 to 30 age period, it's a beast. Like, nobody told me that. Like, I feel like me at 27, I'm turning 28 in August. But anywho, like, I'm going through so many changes. Like, I'm going through a lot of changes. A lot of changes. Like, my thoughts are all over the place. Like, it's like, I don't know. It's like, you know, they say women go through something with menopause at like certain ages. I don't know what I got going on right now at 27, because it's a trip. And y'all let me know. Like, I can't control my emotions. Like, I know I'm not pregnant. I can't control my emotions. Like, one minute I feel this way, the next minute I feel this way. Like, I might feel 20 things in 5 minutes. I mean, amen. Can anybody relate to that? But, so yeah, but just shout out to the girl who I've been talking to all the way in Colorado. She's into yoga. So shout out to you. And glad we're introduced, and let's get it popping. Like, let's grow. Let's pour into each other. Let's continue to connect with other people. And that's so crucial, y'all. Like, it's so, I'm so big on that, making connections, especially women, black women, especially that, women just, and let me clear this up too, as well, since I'm talking. People swear that I'm racist. Like, I got lashback from my Battle of the Barnes. One of my Battle of the Barnes topics, I got some backlash yesterday, which was totally fine with me. It was all good. I got some backlash yesterday. I liked it. Shout out to the person who called me out. I am not racist. I am angry, is what I usually tell people. Yeah, but I just wanted to clear that up. But anywho, so I'm really big on making connections and vibes, and women, especially younger women, meeting older women who, like, I'm so blessed, y'all, with a good circle. Like, I'm blessed. Like, the Lord has placed people in my life here recently. Like, I've never been the type of person to have, like, a whole lot of friends. Like, I've always kind of, like, kept to myself or had, like, acquaintances and stuff like that. But it's, like, here lately, like, the God has just placed so many people around me who were so real. Like, who were so open and just so, like, just raw. And I love that. And I've just really been focusing on making those connections with each other. You know what I'm saying? If I know, hey, you're into this, you need to talk to this person. She went through this. You know, I'm really big on that. Especially just any type of women empowerment type of thing. Like, I love that. But anywho, so I told myself that I wasn't really going to shoot the breeze with y'all, but I didn't do a show last week, and I really haven't really been, like, in this lately, so, yeah, like, I'm kind of, like, all over the place, and that's totally fine, because some of y'all just really just like to hear my voice, but shout out to y'all for that, too. But anywho, so today, like I was saying, like, I'm going to talk about just something recent that I am going through, and it's been rough. Like, I've really, like, been going through it. Like, I'm at a time, like, God is just really revealing so many things to me and about myself. And it's crazy. Like, I've never had a time where, like, I'm just seeing so much. Like, it's like God has just, like, how can I explain this? It's like God has just removed me from myself and I see myself. And it's amazing. Like, it's so beautiful. It's not a pretty process. It's very ugly because you're getting exposed. Like, God is revealing things to you about yourself that you don't like. Like, I see so many things about myself that I don't like that can be fixed. It's just things that I do need to be working on, things that and I'm blessed for that, because I feel like, you know, when you're at that time where God's exposing you to you and you're looking in the mirror, like, oh, self-reflection is so big. And I feel like, you know, I tell people all the time, I've been saying this, I've been a growth season since 2016, a growth season. Let me tell you, like, God is really, I'm so happy for what he has for me when I come out of this. Like, God has really revealed a lot of things to me. I'm going to tell you something that's kind of petty that he revealed to me the other day. So, I was on social media, and now I'm going to tell y'all, like, I really do not do social media arguments. Shout out to the people who do. Shout out to the people who go back and forth on their social medias arguing with people, especially over the NBA finals and the playoffs. Shout out to y'all, because I'm not doing that, because I don't have the energy to do that. But anywho, so I immediately, if somebody wants to argue me on social media, like, I immediately shut it down quick. But so, like, somebody added me the other day in a topic, and I was just like, and I shut it down immediately. Like, Lord and God showed me something about myself, because I reacted very quickly and said something back to this person. And God really revealed this to me. He was like, you know, you want these followers, like, you want all this stuff that comes with your show, like, you want this, you want this following, you want to be this type of person, but you can't even handle somebody coming at you on social media, because I'm telling you, like, the people who, you know, people go in, like, especially if you're at a certain level and you have followers, people come at you, they're always constantly contradicting what you have to say, etc. Like, God really showed me that that's something I'm going to have to work on before I go to the next level with my following, and that's totally fine with me. I'm going to work on that. But something else that I do see that comes with that I know. I think also too that when it this is something I want you guys to know, and I want y'all to be intentional prayer about. I have, like, a lot of friends, a lot of people who are wanting to be on a bigger level, to lead people in a bigger level, like, to be seen, to who people want, they want to be on a bigger level to be seen by people and want to lead people. Basically, is what I'm trying to say. So, for me, I really want to be intentional about prayer about who are following me, like, people who are following me. I only want certain people following me, if that makes sense. Because I want, you know, I mean, like I said, I'm guilty of the Shade Room. I find out everything on Shade Room. That's my news. So just the people on the Shade Room and the followers that some of these celebrities have, like, I see them, the followers they have, and then I see the followers that Sarah Jakes has. And, you know, y'all know she's my idol. Sarah Jakes has the people who follow her, like, because she's putting the right thing out there. So that's something that I've just been really focusing on, like, who I want following me. And that's something that's very crucial. And that's something that I think that you should think about if you want to be a leader, if you want, you know, if you want to be into, you know, women empowerment and pouring into other people. That's something you need to think about, the people that you want following you. But anyway, That was a little gem that I wanted to drop on y'all. So that was one thing that God revealed to me. And it's like, okay, so today, well, today is June 4th. My wedding anniversary is Thursday. I will be celebrating 4 years, and I am so excited about it. I am. And so over the weekend, and I'm being really, really vulnerable. Over the weekend, Saturday, me and Terrell got into a really big fight that was caused by me. So that was another self-realization thing. Yeah, he did nothing wrong. It was just me. Well, but anyway. So, like, I just got annoyed. So, like, God has shown me that I am, it's like I knew this about myself, but I didn't know what type of certain extent that it is. God has really shown me that I am extremely, extremely, extremely high maintenance. Like, extremely high maintenance. And I'm so blessed for that, because a lot of men, it's kind of 50-50. A lot of men don't like high maintenance women. And I'm blessed that I do have a husband, and I got one early, because I hate to say this about myself, but I don't think anybody else would have me, because I'm too high maintenance. Like, and then I started researching, like, what exactly is high maintenance? Because I've had people tell me this before, and I've actually had a man probably a few years ago ask me, like, hey, like, I don't take this the wrong way, but, you know, he's like, I think you're an attractive female, but you seem, like, very high maintenance. Like, is that true? And I was just like, well, what's high maintenance? Like, you know what I'm saying? Like, but, so, I'm going to share with y'all. And I'm really back on my, I love to research, y'all. Like, I'm kind of, like, nerdy. I love to research. I love to read books. Like, I eat all that up. Like, I love that. Like, I love to learn new things. So, I started researching on high-maintenance women. And so, I didn't come up with the list. I found the list of 15 things to show you that you're high-maintenance. And I want to share some with you, because it's me dead on. So, the title of this is 15 Signs That You Are a High Maintenance Woman. Okay, so number one, all eyes on you. All eyes always turn towards you no matter where you are. You literally suck the air out of the room, any room you walk in. But no one even notices your man unless you're clinging to his arm. Ooh, I shouldn't have read that whole thing. But anyway, no, because that came from my neck. Number two, your man thinks your favorite restaurants are fine dining experiences. You like being pampered in the finest places, and there's really nothing wrong with it unless your man can afford it. Ugh. I'm not, you know what, y'all, I'm just going to read the list. I'm not going to keep going into the little details of the stuff, because it just, you know, I mean, I'm going to do it just for y'all. That was me just trying to, you know, get away from myself and not want to, you know, look in the mirror again. But I'm going to read them just for y'all, okay? Because I was like, ooh, I didn't even read all this yesterday. Ooh, number three is going to come from my neck. Lord have mercy. Come on, Lord. Number three, you need money to be happy. This may sound harsh. It does sound harsh. Whoever wrote this, but is it so bad? But is it so bad to want to be healthy and have the money to indulge in good things life has to offer? Whew, Jesus, that one struck a nerve. Okay, number four, you like splurging on bling often. You know, that one really kind of ain't me, because like I don't really like jewelry. I do. Kind of. Number five, you think you're better than any girl possible. That's not true. That's not me. I don't think I'm better than anyone. But it does say this. And you do everything possible to hold that stand. You have very high self-esteem and confidence. Don't like being put down by any other woman. What woman doesn't? Now, as far as like the very high self-esteem and confidence, like that is me. If you know me, I'm like extremely confident. I have very high self-esteem. Like, that's one thing I do pride myself in. It can be a little too much sometimes, but I pride myself with it. But I had no clue that tied into being high maintenance, but whatever. You look like you stepped out of the salon all the time. No, that's not true. I'm an athlete at the end of the day. Number seven, you pay a lot of attention to expensive details. That's true. That's a fact. if you like something, you want that thing. This is me. This is your girl. You don't like being refused. You believe you deserve what you want, and you won't rest until you get it. That's a fact. That's me. Number nine. Your man, oh, Jesus, come for me, Lord. Your man gets nervous when you tell him you need to shop. Yes, Terrell gets nervous when I tell him I need new clothes, which is every other day. Every other day. And this is what it says. It says, it's not like you throw money away. You only use it to look good and make things around you look good. But your man thinks you're just wasting money. Yeah, probably. Okay, number 10. You can't step out of the house without your makeup. That is not me. Absolutely not me. But like I said, I was an athlete. So that could be it. But that's absolutely not me. Number 11. Come from my neck. You think you're a perfectionist. Woo! But your man thinks you're a spoiled brat. Ooh! You hate mediocrity, anything you do. Ooh! You want to be the best and you want the best of everything. Ooh! Jesus. That one hurt. I don't want to read number 12. But I'm going to go ahead and read it because that's part of this healing process. You think you deserve a better man. Now, let me tell y'all. I'm going to go ahead and elaborate on this. Let me tell y'all. I'm going to read the rest of it, though. It says, You think you deserve a better man. You think you're way better than your guy. This thought may have passed your mind quite a few times, even though you pushed that thought away. Let me tell you. So, that right there. Like, that one was really hard for me to learn. I mean, to see. Because, I'm going to be very transparent on this. Like, and something else that ties into this too, that's another one that is, which one on? I know I saw that one on here too. It said, what did it say? You think you deserve a better man? It said something like, it talks about you can't be satisfied. That was something else that I read. Like, y'all, like, so like me growing up when I played sports, I always was very pushed. I was pushed a lot and maybe I was pushed too hard. So, and part of this growth process too, I'm thinking about with me seeing the way that I am. And I think that's something that we have to do. So like when you know that you see your flaws and you know that you have something about you that you don't like, and you know that there's a flaw about you, that it came from somewhere. And that's where I'm at in this growth season. Like, so the stuff that I see that God is revealing to me, I'm thinking, okay, so why am I like that? And I think that's huge that you have to get to the root of that thing. So, like, as far as me, number 12. So, me growing up, with me playing sports, me in the basketball, I was always pushed, like, pushed extremely hard by my coaches and my parents. It was always, you did this, but you could have did this better. It was always, you got to do this or you got to do that. I heard my mom gave me a lot of good. Like, my mom gave me a lot of good, but she also pushed me a lot too. So, like, that's why I make people. And this got exposed to me in one of my friendships too as well. I'm so hard on myself, first of all. Like, y'all, I beat myself up so much, y'all. Like, I don't cut myself any slack. Like, and that's a weakness that I have, me being so hard on myself. Like, it's a good thing, but it's a bad thing. Like, anyway. So, like, me growing up playing basketball, I always heard, you gotta do this, you gotta do that, you gotta do that. And that's something that's really affected my relationship. And that's why another reason that ties into me being so high maintenance. So, like, me, I'm constantly on Terrell. I don't cut Terrell no slack. Like, you got to do this, or you got to do that, or you need to do this, or this is wrong. Or to me, always telling him something's wrong. Like, when I tell y'all, excuse my language, y'all know I don't curse. It's going to be the first time I ever cursed on this show. Terrell should have been left my ass. Let me tell you, because, like, I stay on him. Like, I don't cut him no slack. And he's a good man. Like, he works hard. Like, y'all, I don't want for nothing. Like, I ain't got to do nothing. Like, he takes care of me. Like, he supports my high maintenance ways. So, that right there, like, that really came from my neck. And that really showed me something that I have to get better. Because and appreciate my man more. And cut him some slack. Like, and quit nagging and quit complaining. And I got better with that. Like, I went through, like, a time period where I got better with that. But it's, like, it's coming back. And I'm getting exposed. So, thank you, Lord. Number 13, you have more guy friends, admirers. You think you're a fun girl, but most girls usually hate you or think you're a snob. Guys love your company, but girls usually excuse themselves from you in the middle of a conversation. Not that you care. That's not really true. I don't think. If some of this stuff, if I say it ain't true, y'all, please let me know. Come from my neck and let me know. Like, no, you do that too. I would really appreciate that, because I'm to the point where I'm trying to hear it all. Like, oh, wait, what? Oh, so I do that too? Like, I'm to the point, I think you don't know until you know. But my friend, one of my friends, shout out to her, she says that she's been trying to tell me I'm high maintenance for years now. But I think I didn't see it, you know, that type of thing too as well. So I don't think that one pertains to me, but whatever. Number 14, you want everything to be perfect. Ooh, that one hurts. As if it's not, you want your man to fix it for you. Oh my gosh. And if it's not, you want your man to fix it for you. Oh my goodness, that's me. You don't depend on your man for everything, but you do expect him to treat you like his queen. I mean, I don't think nothing's wrong with it, but okay. Number 15, you get embarrassed easily. Ooh, that's me. That's me. That's me. I do get embarrassed easily. I really do. And y'all, that's really big for me to say that, because people think that I don't get embarrassed. I actually do, because I'm very blunt and I'm very just out there. But I actually do get embarrassed. So that was part of my healing process. So something that I'm doing is something I want to challenge you guys to do. So I think it's a time where, you know, just the people, and like when I talk on certain things, I'm basing it off the people who are around me and what they have going on. Because people, I have a lot of people who talk to me and tell me, like, we just relate and we be on some real stuff just talking. So, woo. And you know, and I feel the spirit right now about to say this, but anyway, so like, we're in a time where we have to really be self-aware of us. And I really feel like, you know, and I've been saying 2018 is all about walking in purpose. And I didn't know when I said that 2018 was walking in purpose, I didn't know that I was going to have to go through a growth period and go through a change. And I was going to have to see a lot of things about myself for me to walk into my purpose, for me to fix. Because there's so many things that I have to let go and I have to switch up about myself so I can go to the next level. I didn't think about that when it was came to me walking in purpose. And it's so many times where we tell God that we want things and we ask God for stuff, but we don't know what God's going to put us through to get to the things that we want. And then when we, when it comes down to the Lord, just, when it comes down to him taking us to that next level, we don't, you know, when he starts doing things that we don't like, or if we don't get to that next level a certain way that we wanted to get, it's like, oh, well, God, I didn't know that you was going to have to do this to take me there. Oh, dang, God, like, if I would have known I was going to have to feel this, like, I'm straight. Like, and Sarah Jakes always says this, we got to get to a point to where we just pray, God, whatever it takes. I'm trying to get to this place, whatever it takes, whatever you got to do to me, like, do it. Like, that's where we got to be, and that's where we got to be right now. Just tell God, like, God, I'm trying to get to that next level. I'm trying to walk in purpose in 2018. You know, do whatever you have to do. Expose me. Show me my flaws. Show me what's wrong with me that I can fix. Because there's certain things that we shouldn't want to take to the next level that we're going. And that's true. Like, there's so many things that I'm just seeing about myself that I don't want to take, you know, to where I'm headed. And, like, just shout out to all my listeners. Like, shout out to y'all. And it's crazy because, like, you know, when I first started podcasting with me, because I launched 2 podcasts in 1 week. And when I first started doing that, I expected people to listen to Battle of the Barns more. And honestly, y'all, like, I have a bigger following base on Issa Mindset. And that's a blessing to me. Like, that's a blessing to me. And it lets me know that I'm doing something right. And it lets me know that people are liking what I'm saying and they like the content. And shout out to that. But I'm going to continue to challenge all of my listeners today, because this week is like, I don't know why, but it's like this week feels like today, like starting today, this week feels like such like a big week, like a big week for just productivity. Like, this week we not putting things off. Like, this week is it's a big week. Like, it's gonna be a good week. Like, and it's a mindset, because I sat there and told myself this morning. Well, actually, first shout out to my homegirl Margo, because she hit me up and was like, we're gonna have a good day. It's gonna be a good week. I love that. You know what I'm saying? That was a jump start, because it's a mindset. Like, we gotta determine it. Like, it's gonna be a good week. You know, if we say it's gonna be a good week, we're gonna have one. So, like, let's be intentional on our flaws and we got to start embracing us and embracing what's wrong with us. And it's so hard to look in the mirror, y'all. Like, this self-realization, like, and, you know, and that's something somebody always told me about myself. Well, Margo told me this about myself. She said, one thing I like about you, she's like, I feel like you have really good self-realization. Like, you look at yourself. Like, and that's something that I do. Sometimes I don't want to see myself. And there's a lot of things about myself that I've realized that I didn't want to see the past 2 years that's, you know, caused issues in my marriage and just issues in friendships about me. And a lot of it had to do with me being high maintenance, you know. So that's an issue that I'm tackling about myself is what I'm saying. Just working on that and, like, just working on steps. And just, I've asked people around me, hey, you know, if you see me do something that's high maintenance, point it out. Like, you know, that's high maintenance. Like, you're doing too much. Like, point that out to me. And, like, you know, shout out to y'all too, so y'all can point it out too as well. Like, get you some accountability people around you if you're trying to change and if you're trying to just, you know, just get better. Change is so evident. And I do have, like, a lot of women followers. And I do have guys who listen to, and got a shout out to the guys. I'm not leaving y'all out. It's time for us to really, it's really time. Like, y'all, our time is coming. Like, it's a mindset, like, for real. Like, God has really, like, been speaking to me here lately in this past weekend. Like, God has showed me, like, a lot about myself. Like, you know, a big thing, too, with this, even with my podcasting, like, y'all, like, when I first started doing this, like, man, like, I was grinding, like, researching my stuff, like, always looking up new content, always emailing people, talking like, hey, let's get you on my show, let's do this, always trying to network to get people on here. And it's like, I got to, like, I know, like, God has so much favor over me with this. Like, I have no doubt, like, my show's gonna blow up. Like, I have no doubt in that. Like, I have no doubt that I'm gonna have the followers that I want. I don't doubt that. But something that I know that, and I know that God has that for me, and it's like, I kind of chilled a little bit. Like, I hadn't been putting the work in for this, and that's why it's, the content is like halfway. And if y'all know me, I don't half do anything. Like, I'm high maintenance. Like, nothing's mediocre. Like, you know what I'm saying? That's just me, and there's nothing wrong with it. But just understand too where we're at in life. I had no plans on saying this, so this is straight from God. Understand, like, I got a lot of people around me, like, right now who's working towards things, who want this or who want that. And it's crazy because social media plays a big factor in some of this stuff, because we see the people who already have what we want, but we don't know their process. We just see the end results. We see the highlights. We don't know what they went through before that to get to where they are, to get the followers, to get the money. You know what I'm saying? We don't know what they had to go through before that. And we're just at a time, y'all, the people who's listening to this, where God is preparing us for that and letting us see, like, and God showed this to me. He's like, you know, you want this, you want that, but you're not putting the work in right now. You think, I got, faith without works is dead. I'm just going to go ahead and say that out there. Like, when you know you have faith for your life as Christians, it's easy to just to sit and wait. Like, I'm waiting on God just to, but you're going to have to do some work too. And that's something, that's another flaw that I've seen about myself that I've never had this flaw, but that's where my head has been at recently over the last few months. Like, I haven't been putting the work in to get what I want. And I think that's a flaw that a lot of people have. Like, we want so much stuff, but we're not willing to do what it takes. And it's crazy because for me and my podcasting, like, what fuels me is me researching, me listening to other people's podcasts. That's what does it for me to learn and for me to get better. And I just look at the work that other people put in, like, freaking, y'all know who I love? Like, Angela Yee. Like, Angela Yee works. Like, that girl works. Like, I don't know if y'all have Revolt TV. I watch Breakfast Club, Revolt TV. Like, man, like, she's always flipping her pages. Like, she got so, like, she works. Like, and I like her. Like, she's somebody that I really listen to and I watch. Like, she works. And, like, I'm excited for what we all have in store. Like, us connected together in this podcast. Like, this week, we're just going to focus on our flaws. Focus on owning up to them. Like, it's hard to own up to something about yourself that you don't like. Like, it was big for me, like, man, like, yesterday I told, it was big for me to own up to the fact that when I was telling y'all about me being a stage 5 clinger, like, that was big for me to own up to that. Like, God keeps throwing stuff at me, like, you gotta fix this, like, you gotta fix this, you gotta fix it, and I'm so blessed for that. Like, we gotta be so blessed for the Lord to expose us. We gotta get to that point. Like, we can't dread, like, ugh. dang God, like, that hurt. We gotta be, oh Lord, oh, that's what's wrong with me? Let me, oh, I didn't know I was like that. Let me fix it. We gotta get to that place. Own up to your flaws. Own up to what's wrong with you and fix them. Fix them. And especially, you know what? I'm gonna go ahead and say this too, because I felt this one coming. Whether it's I'm single, why ain't I got a man? Why ain't the last dude text me back? Okay, well, I don't analyze that relationship. I want a promotion at my job, but why ain't I getting a promotion? I feel like I'm doing the work. Analyze that. Analyze yourself. Well, am I ready for this? Or is there something that I need to fix? And ask people, like, hey, we got to get to a place, too, where we start asking people, the people who love us, not haters, people who are close with you and want to take the trip, who want to help you. So be clear on who you ask these questions to. Hey, you know, is there anything that you see about me that I can fix? And be ready for what you're going to hear. Be ready for that. Don't ask somebody, hey, you know, am I this way? Am I that way? And then get upset when they tell you. Like, we're in a place right now. We in a process. We in a growth process. We finna go to the next level. So we got to get all the bad stuff with us, all the stuff that we got to leave behind us for our next. It's got to stay there. It's got to stay. So I want everybody to be really intentional with prayer today. Be really intentional with prayer this week. So there's something that I'm doing this week. I've just been up and, like, I've just been, like, just pouring out to God. Like, God, like, just whatever you got to do, expose me. Because, I mean, I know where you're taking me. And start out with that, too. Like, God, I know that you have favor in my life. God, I know what you promised me. But what do you want me to work on right now in this period? What are the flaws that I have? What do I have to fix about myself? Be intentional on that. But also be ready for the backlash that you get. And don't get your feelings hurt now. Because I tell you right now where I've been. Like, God has been exposing me so much, and I've seen so much stuff about myself that I don't like, that I kind of shut down. Like, don't shut down. It's growth. That's part of it. Like, that's just what it is. Like, it's all about getting better. So I'm excited to get better with you guys. I am. I really am. Like, I know this has happened, like, a few times, but I really am. I'm back on my grind. Like, it's crazy. Like, I just been intentional on prayer. Like, Lord, like, get so much stuff off me. Like, I've been down. Like, my confidence has been low just because I keep getting exposed. You keep showing me something wrong with myself every day, which is totally fine with me. But let's just be intentional on prayer this week. Find you an accountability partner. We're going to find accountability partners this week that, you know, to point out things. Like I said, and be careful on who you pick. Be careful on who you ask. Like, hey, like, what's up with me? Like, is something wrong? Am I wrong in this situation? Be careful about who you ask. Like, I have my people. I have my one person. I have that friend who I can allow to expose me, to tell me what's wrong with me. And we do that for each other. That's what we do for each other. Like, that's just us. Like, you want the real? Like, you need that. Like, I'm telling you right now. I don't know if y'all watch Insecure. Issa and Molly's friendship, whoo, is powerful to me. Because they be getting each other together. Like, and they don't get mad. And they, like, I mean, they do get mad. They have their little fights, but they get back. They get back friends. Like, they bounce back. They still got each other's back at the end of the day. So make sure you have somebody like that in your life to hold you accountable, to ask, you know, so that you can ask, well, what are my flaws, or what do I need to fix about myself? Just be ready for it, and be ready, like, and even pray to God, like, hey, you know, what are my flaws? Let me own up to them. Like, you know, let's take ownership, let's be better. You know, if you're listening to this, you got something that you're striving for. You got something that, you know, you need motivation for something. And that's what this podcast is about. There's something that you are waiting for. But understand that God's going to have to take you through some things first before you get there. Understand that God is going to have to expose you before you get to that next level. And that's where I'm at right now. And it's not pretty. It's not pretty. It's ugly. But it's necessary. Very necessary. And I'm extremely blessed for what God is doing in my life right now. And I'm extremely blessed on where he's about to take me. I'm extremely blessed for the people he's putting around me. Like, everything's lining up. Like, something I do want to share with you guys, for you listeners out there. And if you guys didn't know, whoever listens to this, I also do have another podcast, Battle of the Barnes, that is with my husband. It is on Monday nights. So, and in case you haven't heard, if you're not following us on social media, make sure you go follow @Battle of the Barnes on Instagram and Facebook. We will be having a live show August 18th. Doors are going to start at 7. Doors are going to open at 7. Show starts at 8. We're going to have a DJ. Like, it's going to be some vibes. Like, you got to be 18 and up to come. Eventually, I want to get to, like, 21. But I need all the following I can get right now. I can't be picky right now. I ain't on that level. And I know that. So, I would love for you guys to come out. Like, it's going to be awesome. Like, I'm excited. It's a big step. Like, live shows is, like, really big right now in the podcasting world, in case you didn't know. So, I'm excited about that. Like, that's a really big step for me. Like, that's I'm excited for that. So, tickets are $10. You can get them on battleofthebarnslive.eventbrite.com. Thank you guys for listening today. I'm so excited. Like, I had passion with this episode. Like, this is probably one of the favorite ones I've done in a long time. But just let y'all know out here that we're in this together. Like, we're in it together. Like, it's a mindset. Thank you guys for listening.